Alex Pavlovich joins us from CSN Bay Area and this Sunday morning. Alex, good morning. You look terrific.
Yeah, first time I've been here in a while.
I know. Well, you got to see Woe, and you got to see your opening act for a change. And I love having you on Sunday morning. You know that. And it's our best hour of radio, I think. Giants going to do anything here? Andrew Miller is now a Cleveland Indian. Jonathan Lucroy almost was a Cleveland Indian. Tyler Clippard is a New York Yankee. Where do the Giants stand in this thing? This is something I'm sure you're following.
I think for them, they're seeing other teams get their guy, and they're seeing guys come off the board, and Wade Davis, you know, just put on the DL, so he's off the list, too. Not that he ever would have been realistic, but you're kind of seeing things happen. I know they were meeting all day yesterday, deep into Saturday night, and kind of waiting, I think. I do expect in the next 24 hours here, I think they'll make one more move. I don't know who it is. I know they're looking at Gomez in Philadelphia, and they've looked at the Brewers guys and other guys around the league. They tend to surprise us sometimes with some of the names they pick up, even though a lot of the names have been obvious over the years. But they're looking at guys that we don't know about, I think, and they have time. And you know, you're seeing the prices come down in the last 48 hours or so, and that's what they've been waiting for, because it was overwhelming about a week ago when you were having these conversations, and I don't think it's the case anymore.
Well, do they go relief pitching? Do you go Jay Bruce? Do you beef up the offense? Do you look at starting pitching? I mean, all these things have been, you know, I love the internet, MLB trade rumors, and everyone's all over this thing. Every 5 minutes, someone says something. Where do you go? Where, if you're the general manager, how do you approach this thing?
I think their focus is relief pitching. I know there are people in the organization, and today I think has to be a big start for Matt Cain, because I know there are people who the last couple of days have expressed that maybe they should go get another starter, and that's maybe in that room a little bit more than it's gotten out. The Jay Bruce thing to me is fascinating, because I think if you do that, I do think you have to do something with Angel Pagan. I don't know that you can bench a guy who's in his contract year. And Hunter Pence is back, and he's going to play almost every single day. Denard Span is your center fielder. So Bruce showed that he can hit here. He can hit in the National League, obviously. He's one of the better hitters in the National League. One of the few guys, as we saw, who can really just easily put it into that arcade section and easily put it into right center. So it's a guy who's interesting, and I think the price probably won't be as high as people thought it was going to be. But it's a bit of a roster crunch, and if you do that, I think it's part of a series of moves.
All right, Dodgers, Giants, Colorado, as my friend Delta Dave says, yesterday I didn't say a lot about Colorado and all of a sudden realized they're four out of the second wild card. Watching Colorado at all?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense that I think they're going to be a spoiler, not necessarily a team that's going to be there until the end. I just don't think they have the pitching, but they're going to be a team that, you know, you look at the two top teams in this division, and I think it will be decided by who handles those other teams. You can't go into Petco Park, and certainly you can never get swept there, but I don't think either one of these two teams can go in to Petco or go into Chase Field and lose two out of three. And going to Colorado, the way they're playing, it's going to be tough. And, you know, there have been years where we've seen it swing by who plays better against the Rockies, who plays better against the Padres. The Giants still 9-3 against the Padres this year, but I think those teams are the ones we're watching, just in terms of what they're selling, because there's not much left in San Diego, and the Giants have a couple series left against them. And you know, the Diamondbacks have turned it over to young kids. The Giants will see them again a couple times. And the Rockies, like you mentioned, they're going to be tough when you go in there. They always are. And the way they're playing right now, I think they're going to help decide the division. I don't think they're going to be there at the end, though.
No, but they made it interesting. And they have a new player, David Dahl, who's up, a nice outfielder, and he's coming back from a splenectomy. They took his spleen out. He dove for a ball and got hurt. He's another, you know, impact kind of outfielder. So we'll see where they go. You know, one thing I realized yesterday, and I think one of the callers said it last night, you know, the Giants are 60-44. And they have 58 games to go. You know, 30-28 gives them 90. You know, and anything better than that, you know, they're in the 90s. So all these wins of the first half really were money in the bank, because, you know, the 3-11, unless they go 3-24, eventually they're going to get to their 90 or 90 plus.
Yeah, people need to chill out. It's like, it's not, the sky's not falling. I saw so many people this week saying they should sell, or they're going to be out of first place by the end of the weekend, or, you know, they have a two-game lead. They've played terrible baseball for 2 weeks. They still have a two-game lead. They just got Hunter Pence back. They got Joe Panik back. Matt Duffy should be back in the next week or so. Nunez looks like he's going to help every single day somewhere. It's not the end of the world. And they can go out there, and I think they do have to go out there and get somebody to compete with the Cubs and what the Nationals have done. But they're in first place, and they're still confident, and they've kind of weathered their roughest stretch of the season in baseball. And I think, you know, what we wrote yesterday, is it was interesting talking to Nunez after that game, because he pointed out he just came from Minnesota, where they played like this for 4 months. So it's a rough stretch. It happens, but they're still first in the National League West. I still think with Kershaw out, they're the favorite in the division, barring something happening over the next day or two to really change the way the Dodgers roster looks. So it, you know, that, like you said, that's why you bank those wins early. And they probably, Jake Peavy says this all the time, you're never as good as you are in those times, you're never as bad as you are right now. And they weren't as good as they were for some of those stretches where, you know, the record was ridiculous. And some of the runs they were going on, I mean, we were seeing 8 wins in a row and then a couple days off and then 7 in a row. And you're not going to be that team, but you're not going to be this team either.
All right. The voice of reason on Sunday morning. I like this. Alex Pavlovich.
Trying to settle everybody down.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Relax on Twitter.
This is very good. I know you get into it on Twitter. It's good. I try not to respond. I don't care what they say. I try not
to. You just rile people up.
But I like to. You know, you have to ask questions. You have to do that. My favorite question now is the ninth inning.
Because, how you feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling? And I love the responses.
The answer is never good.
Well, Dave Fleming said he felt very good yesterday. So I thought he was very positive.
Yeah, bullpen was good yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been good in the second half for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately for those guys, they have gone under the radar because of everything else that's going on. But we're seeing some guys. I mean, Derek Waugh, Hunter Strickland yesterday was very good. So they're figuring it out down there, and there's enough down there to be a good bullpen.
All right, looking at the way the team is playing, you look at what's coming up on this road trip. It's Philadelphia, back to Washington again. Everyone saw this trade deadline has been interesting for me. Lucroy, of course, vetoed the deal to Cleveland. Who knows where he'll end up? I'm not so sure he's the impact player. But you got Melanson coming here today, and you got Chapman in Chicago. Dodgers haven't done anything yet. The Giants have gotten Nunez. The Mets haven't done anything yet. St. Louis picked up Zach Duke today. Pittsburgh is moving pieces. It's interesting to see how everyone's going about it. And we haven't seen the end of the Mets yet, the Giants, and the Dodgers. I think that's over the next 24 hours. That's where I'm looking.
Yeah, you know, we talk about it all the time. If you're up here, you keep an eye on the team in Los Angeles at all times. And
yeah.
And they have what it takes to go out and get a Chris Archer or get a Sale or somebody like that and really make a move, an aggressive move, to try to come back all the way and to put somebody, you know, at the top of that rotation. I think for them, they probably should do it. They probably should go get somebody who's here for 3 or 4 years. Last year, they should have gone and gotten and traded for Cole Hamels. They've been patient with these guys, and certainly it'll pay off down the line. Some of these guys will be contributors. But the one thing that's happened in this division is it's down to 2 games now. So I think as it stands, the Giants are the better team, and the Giants will go on from here. But they have the moves. They have the guys down there if they want to. I mean, it's not just the names we talk about. It's not just the pitching. It's they have, you know, Bellinger and Verdugo and guys like that can be part of a huge deal. So that's the team I'm always kind of keeping one eye on, regardless of what happens here.
All right, very good. You know, I love Crawford's quotes. I think, I don't know, you talk to everybody. Isn't Crawford like one of the funniest guys around?
He won the Good Guy Award a couple of years ago. So,
isn't he? Yeah, his comment yesterday was good on Nunez, and Nunez said, you know, he didn't realize, you know, that the Giants had this pep talk and all that. And Crawford says, "I'm glad he didn't know how we were playing." So he went, you know, he gives you that kind of comment, and then the ball that Belt couldn't catch in New York, he said, "Well, the worst thing that could have happened, I didn't get the double play." And then he says, "Well, I guess something worse happened than that." He's funny. He really is. I think the guy is just very funny, and he's an interesting player, isn't he?
It's a very dry sense of humor, which I appreciate. I think a lot of this stuff goes under the radar.
Yeah.
So at times isn't heard. You have to really be paying attention. But yeah, you know, it's a guy who's turned into a leader for these guys. And it's interesting to watch guys who kind of become, and he was, you know, I think it was 2000, one of those odd years where it all kind of went south. You could see a couple of younger guys. Baumgartner was one of them. Crawford was another one who stood up, and they were there after games in August, and that's not always the easiest thing to do. And they were there, and they were honest, and said, look, it's been bad, and we have to be better, and kind of said that publicly. So I think you're seeing guys over the years who have kind of become leaders on this team. It's always an interesting question because you see a Tim Hudson, who is certainly a leader here, a Jeremy Affeld, guys who move on, and somebody has to fill that role. We're going to see it over the years. I mean, the bullpen is going to undergo huge changes in the next year or two, regardless of what happens in the next day. They have guys who are going to retire, guys who are going to move on, and you're going to see other guys. It's always interesting to me to see somebody like a Crawford or a Baumgartner and see who becomes kind of a leader.
Yeah, well, very good. Hey, you did well today. See, I thought you were going to struggle. There, you got your coffee.
Pulled up
you
the
got,
strong cup of
We got donuts from Alan, the security guard, the usher who always comes by. So a pleasure having you on, and I'm glad to see you live here. You know, very good.
Yeah, it's hard to get over here, but...
How's the marathon doing out there?
Why I'm here. Okay. I was... terrified of every year I end up on Second Street and try to cut across, and you sit there for 15 minutes until somebody waves you across. Okay. So it was, I don't know what's going on, but there was nobody out there. So maybe they're, I don't know, they haven't gotten there yet.
Well, I think they went around the Embarcadero. So if you're coming down Second Street, I think you're okay today.
You're good. Avoid a lot of other streets downtown. I don't know what's going on. They, you know, maybe don't close all the streets around the ballpark.
Boy, I'll tell you, I didn't get into it because we're East Bay guys. We go back over the bridge when this stuff is done. The bridge has just been, this is the worst in the history of all the stuff we've done in this ballpark.
Also, if anybody who works at the city is listening, can we get a traffic cop around the ballpark after these day games?
Yeah.
That's my complaint.
All right, very good.
I'm waiting for somebody at a parade one day to stand up there and instead of doing all that, say, let's get a traffic cop on second and third.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, very good. Hey, have a great Sunday. Have a great trip. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend from Washington.
All right, Marty. Thanks.
Very good. Very good. Alex Pavlovich, always a pleasure. All right, more coming up.